What happens when the lines between you and your child become blurred? Setting boundaries with children is often overlooked in family dynamics, but is crucial for maintaining healthy communication and mutual respect. This episode takes you through the journeys of parents like Sarah and Margaret, who discovered that setting and respecting boundaries help to transform their relationships with their children and create a more harmonious home. Learn how these small but significant changes can lead to lasting positive effects on your family's well-being. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. When Sarah and I first met, Sarah was a single mother to Emily, her 12-year-old daughter. Emily had become increasingly withdrawn due to a lack of meaningful communication with her mom. Emily had started to stomp off when they were talking. Sarah said, "Emily picks the worst time to start a conversation. I'm trying to get dinner on the table after a stressful day at work. I'm half listening to what she has to say because I just have so much on my mind." Sarah didn't see what was happening with her daughter and wanted to fix her. In a compassionate and understanding way, I shed light on the situation by reminding Sarah that before we can fix someone else, we first need to fix ourselves. I mentored Sarah on a more effective way to talk to Emily. Once Sarah took responsibility for her actions and behaviors and worked on her communication style, she felt better, increasing her confidence. What surprised Sarah the most was seeing changes in Emily as well. Now they have a much improved relationship and talk regularly. Family conflicts can arise from various issues, differences in values, parenting styles, finances, communication, and personal boundaries. If left unaddressed, these conflicts can negatively impact a child's self-esteem, leading them to internalize the belief that they are always causing trouble or incapable of pleasing their parents. Let me share a personal story that underscores the profound impact of conflict on family dynamics. My mother's emotional imbalance profoundly impacted me, leading me to low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, and poor life choices that persisted well into my adulthood. Some of these choices included how I parent my children. I reacted the same way I was parented, without any thought about my actions. I finally saw the light when, in anger, my husband pointed out how I behaved. It began in my family kitchen when I experienced the profound moment that changed my life as a parent. As mentioned, I was in a heated argument with my husband and oldest daughter. I was yelling uncontrollably, and it felt like my anger and frustration were spiraling out of control. My focus was on punishing them for not behaving the way I thought was best. I couldn't understand why they wouldn't just do as I said. And the more they resisted, the louder I yelled. I never once considered their perspective. And then my husband's words hit me. "You can yell all you want, but we don't hear a word that you say." I looked at my daughter and saw fear in her eyes. I realized then how I had affected my family, and I felt sick to my stomach. At that moment, I decided I didn't want to perpetuate the past. So I started on a journey of self-discovery to be a better parent. And in doing so, I became a better person. This was one area in which I focused on: conflict resolution. Fast forward to today, living close to my children and grandchildren, I get to witness the positive change, healthier relationships, and a thriving family dynamic. Without healthy boundaries, a child may experience insecurity, a lack of self-discipline, poor social skills, and even engage in risk-taking behaviors. Setting these boundaries is not just about maintaining positive relationships within the family, but also about ensuring that individual needs are met while respecting the autonomy of each family member. When Margaret first came to me, she felt overwhelmed, tired, and unhappy. I noticed this about Margaret because I was her at one time. During one of our meetings, in a moment of despair, she told me that lately she was getting numerous calls from the school because her two sons, ages 8 and 10, were misbehaving and acting out by not following the school rules. One of them had thrown a piece of school equipment and the other one was bullying one of their classmates. She was beside herself because she didn't know what to do. Why were her boys doing these things? I took this opportunity to shed light on the deeper issue. I explained to Margaret that our children react to our energy and behaviors. She needed to make positive changes to see a positive change in her boys. I let her know that I held no judgment because I had been there one time myself. I made sure Margaret knew she was doing her very best. I then gave her the three essential pillars that helped me turn my life around. I coached Margaret on talking to her boys in a way that helped her understand their side of things, how to resolve family conflicts, and lastly, setting healthy boundaries. After several months, Margaret saw not only a positive change in herself, but also a change in her boys. They didn't seem to be as angry. Surprisingly, she also saw a change in her husband, who became interested in doing the same work to set an example for their sons. Parenting is a constant learning curve, and the first step towards positive change is taking responsibility for your actions. Remember, there's a way out of the cycle of frustration, anger, and guilt. By being accountable and learning these essential skills of assertive communication, conflict resolution, and setting healthy boundaries, you can create a nurturing environment for your family to thrive. In conclusion, parenting comes with many challenges. And as parents, we try to do what's best for our children. While we may not always get it right, the key is to keep striving, learning, and growing. By setting clear boundaries in relationships, you can create a more harmonious family dynamic where everyone feels valued and understood. Like Sarah and Margaret, you can improve your relationships and build a strong, lasting foundation of trust and respect. There is always time to rewrite your family story, Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?